this morning, and glad especially to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come back and visit with us again. Not many announcements, just a couple. If Sarah were here, she would say about fresh expressions. She would remind you about fresh expressions tonight at 5:30. Our message is being given by Bill Neumeier, and he's not in town. It's Marty Neumeier is going to be giving the message. Be worried. So anyway, we do invite you to come tonight at 5:30 for our fresh expression. And also just thought you'd be interested to know that Sarah will return April 30th, will be her first day back after the birth of Romney Ann. So anyway, she'll be back on the 30th. And I think that's all I really need to say. So Jim, would you prepare us for worship? Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord Christ, good shepherd of the sheep, you seek the lost and guide us into your fold. Feed us and we shall be satisfied. Heal us and we shall be whole. Make us one with you, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
She had to learn to feed it, and she had to learn to teach it where it could walk and where it couldn't be safe. She has to make sure that its fur didn't get all tangled, and she loves it so much. It's kind of like when you have your animal. You know what? This is what I always think about. We're supposed to take really good care of our animals. If you happen to be riding down the road and you see a stray dog, what do you think about that when you got to have anybody care for it?
Take care of it.
I know, and it makes you sad that nobody's taking care of it, doesn't it? But if it's your dog and he's run away, what would you do?
Take care of it.
No, what would you do? You take care of him, but if he was running away, what would you do?
Go out.
That's exactly. You would never let him run away from you, because why?
Because you love him.
Well, that's right, but it's also because you love him so much, right? Well, that's what our story's about today. We want to remember that Jesus calls us his sheep. He's the greatest shepherd that ever was, and he calls us his sheep, and he doesn't care who we are, where we live, whether we're big or small. His main thing is for us to always know that he loves us. And if we do something wrong, he tries to let us know so we can do the right thing. When we get astray, maybe we don't come to church or something, and you get this little nudge and thinking, you know, I really need to be in church. Like Jesus being a good shepherd saying, hey, you need to come back over here. He doesn't want us to ever stray from his love and his care. He will always be our shepherd, just like if we were a sheep, because he loves us that much. Just like you love your pets, all of them. So that's
everything.
Oh yeah, everything. He loves all the animals, but he loves all the people too. And so I want you to remember that you're just like a sheep to Jesus. He won't ever leave you. He'll never stay away from you. He'll always try to guide you. We just have to listen. And he wants us to care about other people the very same way he cares about us. So when we see somebody that might need a little help or a little friendship, a little smile, he wants us to remember that we too are shepherds of other people, okay? Amen. Well, let's close with the prayer and also praise grace.
I have something to say.
That's silly.
First lesson is a reading from Acts. The next day, their rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The second lesson is a reading from 1 John. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and we will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Here's an interesting tidbit. Amazon keeps track of your highlights. What I mean by that is if you happen to read on something like a Kindle or a Nook or an ebook of some kind, and if you happen to highlight passages or mark them in a certain way, Amazon knows about it and makes note of it. Recently, Amazon released a list of the most popular passages in some of its best-selling books, such as The Hunger Games, Harry Potter series, and Pride and Prejudice. Also released, the most highlighted passage in the Holy Bible. Now, you might expect America's favorite biblical portion to be John 3:16 or Psalm 23 or even the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. But no. It was a less prominent text, but one that is striking a deep chord in today's anxious world. The most highlighted text in the Bible was Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. It says this, do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, a day when we celebrate the risen Christ and his eternal care and compassion for us. We are reminded on this fourth Sunday of Easter every year that Christ is our shepherd and we are Christ's flock. Using imagery of sheep and shepherds, we know anew that Christ watches over us and that we belong to him. It's especially important to think of these things, particularly in our anxious world. We worry about our families, our finances, our failures. We stress over the future, world events, our health and security. We live in an age of anxiety, and it's clear we need a shepherd. It's clear we cling to a shepherd. It's clear our shepherd clings to us. I'll bet you find this to be true. When you read or hear the 23rd Psalm, you find your heart becoming quieter, and a sense of peace and ease comes over you. The words bring comfort to our anxieties, peace to our fears. We belong to God, and God watches over us in love and grace. Pastor James Howell shares these thoughts. The 23rd Psalm, he says, is a perennial favorite. And yet for all its familiarity, there may be some nuances to the psalm we have missed, some reflections scholars might share to deepen our sense of the most comforting words ever composed. Consider one four-letter word in verse 4, thou. The second person pronoun, thou, is Old English, a relic from the 1611 King James Version of the Bible. The vast majority of the time, we prefer modern translations of the Bible, but Christians cling to a 400-year-old translation of Psalm 23. Why is this? Could it be that elevated language, words with some lineage and dignity, are appropriate to the grandeur, the majesty, the immeasurable grace of God, who is indeed our shepherd? And here is a fascinating item, he continues. In the original Hebrew of Psalm 23, there are exactly 26 words before and 26 words after, thou art with me. Perhaps the poet was boldly declaring that God being with us is at the very center of our lives. God is with us. We are not alone down here. The whole gospel is that God is with us. Jesus was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. God doesn't shelter us from trouble. God doesn't magically manipulate everything to suit us, but the glorious with us is unassailable, unchangeable. This marvelous news draws our attention again to the thou. For the first three verses of the psalm, God is spoken of in the third person. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me. He restores me. But with the thou, the third person shifts to the second person. For thou art with me. Thy rod, thou preparest a table. From this point on, instead of talking about God, the psalmist begins to talk to God. Instead of God in the head, God is a friend in the heart. A conversation happens. A relationship grows. This is faith, the only true comfort. We have a place. We belong. We are watched over and cared for with a love that never ends and which knows no boundaries. In the midst of our anxious world, we can take comfort. God's got this. Let's try this. Let's try Psalm 23 together. Please join me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you.
gathered together as God's people, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Shepherd us, O God, beyond our wants, beyond our fears, from death into life. Increase our trust so that all our lives become centered on you. Purge the distractions of life so that our eyes are filled with you. Keep us in your flock always, bathed and soothed in your love. Lord, in your mercy. O great shepherd of our lives, like stubborn sheep, we so often pursue our own way instead of listening to your voice. Open our ears and our hearts that we may hear your voice and follow where you lead us in our lives. Call us, lead us, and help us to follow. Lord, in your mercy. God of grace, you have promised always to be with us and to give us your care. Be a source of strength to those who struggle and suffer. Comfort the sick, those who mourn, those facing addiction, those lost and far from home. Give comfort to your flock and lead us in the way of peace. Be with and bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, fill us now, O Shepherd of Love, with your Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts so that we quickly turn to you in times of distress and difficulty and doubt. Fill us with an eagerness to please you in all our words and thoughts and deeds. Fill us here with your love so that out there we can live your love for others. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Merciful God, be known to us, O Lord, in the breaking of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples. Receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. We praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world, through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.